Cale Clark here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Relevant Radio and get a free phone. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com.
Fascinating facts, candid conversations, and some levity to lighten your day. This is the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome to the program today. I'm so happy to be with you on this Thursday, November the 3rd, 2022. Happy to be talking to you. And you can call in right now, 888-914-9149. It's a toll-free line to call and talk to me for free. 888-914-9149. You can also, of course, email me, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And our show account is at Cale Clark Show. Well, I haven't done this in a while. We're going to crack open a fresh show for you today. Don't worry, it's just Diet Coke. I need my caffeine hit, but I'll tell you this. We're going to jolt you into excitement today with the show. That's a promise I'm not sure I can back up, but we'll give it a shot. We'll give it a shot. Hey, I want to talk about something fun to start off with later. I'm going to be sharing with you, speaking of Twitter, a tweet that was directed at me, kind of taking umbrage with my show about purgatory yesterday. So there's at least one doubter out there. We'll deal with that. But I want to start off by talking about some cheat codes for life. Now, I don't advocate cheating, okay? You know, like the Astros did a couple years ago. They'll never live that down. They'll never live that down. I feel bad for the players on this year's team. I'm sure they're not doing it, but I'm talking about the good kind of cheating. I'm talking about cheat codes for life. I'm talking about being better, improving as a human being, improving as a Catholic. Hey, so I want to ask you, you can call in right now, 888-914-9149. What are the life hacks that you've learned, especially over the last decade of your life, that you wish you knew 10 years ago? So if you're 30, say, man, I wish I knew this when I was 20. If you're 40, I wish I knew this when I was 30. That sort of thing. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. So the reason why I got thinking about this, by the way, is because I saw a sort of a tweet storm, a thread. So trendy to do threads on Twitter now, by this writer named Tim Denning. And I just thought this was awesome. He went on this thread, this kind of tweet storm, about what he had learned during a 10-year period of his life, kind of life hacks, as it were. So I want to share this with you because it was just wild. He had some really interesting thoughts. And you can follow him, by the way, if you want to look up this guy, at Tim Denning, at Tim underscore Denning, D-E-N-N-I-N-G. And this thread was called Cheat Codes for Life I Know at 36 That I Wish I Knew at 26. So I'll just read a few things. I don't know what perspective he's coming from, if he has a faith perspective or anything like that, but I just thought some of these were just, from a human level, pretty interesting. So he said, in the first tweet, he said, number one, when you get lots of rejections, you stop fearing it. This makes you unstoppable. Oh, well, why didn't that work? Why wasn't I unstoppable in high school and I kept getting rejected? You know, hey, ladies. Number two, but it is a good thing, I think. I think it's a good thing to face rejection, kind of get used to that. Don't let it bother you. Sometimes when people say no, by the way, when they say no, they're not really saying, well, it depends. You got to take them at their word, okay? But what I'm saying, I'm talking about all other things. I'm not talking about romance anymore, but just, you know, work type stuff. Sometimes when people say no to ideas or things like that, sometimes they're just saying, I need to think about it. I need to think about it a little bit. So give me some time, give me some space. So they may change their mind. They may change their mind. Okay, so number two, busyness is a sign of poverty that will eventually lead to personal bankruptcy. Oh, interesting. And he kind of uses an expletive in the next one, so I won't say that on the air. I won't ask Jim to dump this or anything like that. But the world wants you to be normal. Forget being normal. That's when being extraordinary becomes impossible. All right, so it keeps going. Number four, most people don't want to go to work. They just don't know what else to do. They just don't know what else to do. Well, I think work's not a bad thing. We were created to work. Now, you know, if your work's not fulfilling, there may be some reasons for that, but you can look into that. Number five, this is a good one. I really like this one. This is a life hack from Tim Denning. Watch how people treat service workers. It tells you a lot about their character. I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 1,000%. I don't know what you think. 888-914-9149. That is a great window into somebody's character, how they treat service workers, service staff. There's, again, it's a very dignified profession. There's nothing wrong with it. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That's what he said in the gospel. So there is dignity in serving, Christ the servant. And so we should be serving one another as well. So watch how people treat you. If they try to big time service workers or don't look at them or don't just generally treat them like garbage, that's a sign of bad character. I agree with that 100%. All right. Number six, working for yourself means you can earn less income than a normal salary and still make more due to tax reasons. Possibly. You'd have to call your accountant about that. Number seven, finding out you're going to be a parent is one of the greatest feelings in the world. Yes, I agree. This is intriguing. Number eight, everything in life has a tax. Haters are a tax on being a writer. Pay the tax and don't complain. I like that one. Everything in life has a tax. Haters are a tax on being a writer. Pay the tax and don't complain. In other words, not everybody's going to like your stuff. Not everybody's going to like you, no matter what you do. No matter what you do. And some people are so fearful of being criticized that they say nothing, they do nothing, and in the end, maybe they don't amount to too much because they're afraid of being criticized. Well, guess what? If you're out in the world, you will be criticized. You will be criticized. Now, you don't want to be criticized for being a jerk. If you really have issues that you need to work on, then yeah, do that. But some people will criticize you for your ideas, for your faith. You will be criticized. So Jesus was criticized. So understand that. St. Jose Maria said, hey, you're not a dollar bill to be liked by everyone. You're not a dollar bill to be liked by everyone. I've always liked that maxim of St. Jose Maria's from his book, The Way. Everybody loves it when they find money on the ground, you know, a dollar bill, a $10 bill. It doesn't matter. But St. Jose Maria also said this, by the way, those conflicts that you come into in life, and I'm kind of paraphrasing them here, they're actually not a bad thing, because if it weren't for those ways in which you rub people the wrong way, they rub you the wrong way, you would never be able to smooth out the defects of your character. That happens sometimes when you come into conflict with one another. Conflict is not always a bad thing, but handling it badly is a bad thing at times. It can cause problems if it's not handled well, but conflict can be beneficial. And then St. Jose Maria said, besides, if your character and the character of everyone around you was as soft and as sweet as a marshmallow, you would never become a saint. So the defects are kind of necessary in a certain sense. So sometimes you have to pay the tax of criticism. That's okay. Everyone is criticized at some point, especially if you're in the public eye. Number nine, and these are tweets by this guy named Tim Denning, a writer on Twitter. There are cheat codes for life that he wished he knew 10 years ago. And number nine, life is you versus who you were 12 months ago. All other competition is crud. He didn't say crud, but I'm sanitizing it for you. Life is you versus who you were 12 months ago. All other competition is crud. So really the battle is you against who you should be. And who you should be is a saint. And what does it mean to become a saint? It means becoming the best version of yourself, the version, the masterpiece that God had in mind when you were created. It's a little bit like those frescoes in the Sistine Chapel in Rome at the Vatican. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's incredible how, when I was there, I was only there one time, I was amazed how small the room was. I thought it was gigantic, ginormous, expansive. It wasn't like that at all. It was really kind of tiny, and it was packed with pilgrims. They were just kind of shuffling people through. You couldn't really stay there for too long unless you're lucky enough to have a private tour, blessed enough to have a private tour. If you know somebody, I don't. I'm not on the Vatican Arts Council or anything like that. So So anyways, there's this guy there who worked there, and every few seconds, people would just start, they'd look at the amazing Michelangelo works and just go like, wow, like their jaws would be dropping, and they'd be trying to take pictures, and then they start chattering, do you see this, do you see this, do you see this? And then finally, this guy would just clap his hands and go, silencio, silencio. And then, oh, God, it's a holy place, we got to be quiet. So then people would stop talking, and then they would start again, blah, 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 and they'd go, silencio, silencio. So I don't know if that happened to you. If you've been there, you probably know what I'm talking about. 888-914-9149. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. So Michelangelo, what they did with the frescoes, by the way, the point I was trying to make there, I almost lost the rabbit trail there. Back on track now. Some years ago, the Vatican issued sort of a cleanup project because just centuries of dust and soot had kind of had this film over the original images. And so when they restored them to their original glory, they just, wow, they were like in Technicolor and people were just blown away. That's kind of like how it is with us. God has this masterpiece in mind when you were conceived. And so he wants you to become a saint, the best version of yourself. And so this is what we need to do. We need to get rid of the grime of sin and the things that draw us away from the true life and make that competition between you and your future self, okay? So that's a good way to look at it. All right, so let's go back to Tim Denning here, these life hacks. And I want to hear what your life hacks are. What are your cheat codes for life? And they can be, by the way, Catholic cheat codes. And by that I mean, what are some hacks that you've come up with in the spiritual life to help you get closer to sanctity, that make the spiritual life a little more doable? It's definitely doable with God's help, but there are also some human devices that we can use as well as supernatural help to make it happen. So let me know, 888-914-9149. You're listening to The Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. All right, so Tim Denning, back to his things he wished he knew 10 years ago. Point number 10, he says, when tragedy strikes and you go quiet, the people who reach out are the true friends. When tragedy strikes and you go quiet, the people who reach out are the true friends. Sometimes when an unfortunate event happens, the death of a loved one or something like that, a great reversal, sometimes people don't know what to say. But obviously, it's going to be a tough time for you. You're going to go into maybe a bit of a shell. But those who reach out are the true friends. Lots of people will be willing to stand with you on the mountaintop, not everybody in the valley below. That's for sure. Point number 11. This is a pretty practical one. Every email you send is likely to attract another email. Send less emails to get less emails. Well said. Well said. Hey, we need to cut down on some of this stuff. All right, number 12. Personal growth only happens when we struggle. Adversity should be sought out, not avoided. I think it's true that sometimes we don't want to do hard things because we are afraid. We have this love of comfort. We don't want to be stretched. And I was with Father Rocky recently, and we went to the Shrine of Christ's Passion in Indiana, not too far from the headquarters of Relevant Radio in Chicago. An amazing place. I think you should check it out. And one of the things that Father was saying, we were talking to the directors and some other pilgrims that were there, and he said, hey, ever since I've been at Relevant Radio, I've never worked so hard, I've never prayed so much, I've never had so much fun. I can concur with that. I can concur with that 100%. It's like that. And so sometimes personal growth only happens when we struggle and when things aren't necessarily easy. It's not easy to reach the world for Christ through the media. We have to work really hard at this, and hopefully we're doing a job that glorifies God and draws other people to Him. That's the goal. 888-914-9149's Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. Here's another. Okay, so back to these life hacks from Tim Denning. Number 13, just a couple more. The best moments in my life, he says, were completely random. The overly scheduled life is a nightmare. The overly scheduled life is a nightmare. I think there's something to that. There's something to that. There's got to be room for play. There's got to be room for disconnection. There's got to be room for some time away from the grind. And I think part of that is that's where the good ideas come from that you'll eventually be able to use later in your work, because very often inspiration strikes when you're on a walk in the woods or something like that, or you're trying to work through a tough problem at work or in a relationship or something like that, and you just don't know how to handle it. And then sometimes when you're doing something completely different, when you're not on the task, that's when the solution hits you. It kind of works on the subconscious level. And so sometimes we just need to change our activity to something else and have that space for leisure. There was a great Catholic writer who wrote something called "Leisure is the basis of culture, true culture." All right, there's bad culture, but we need good culture and good leisure, good quality Catholic leisure that glorifies God and helps us to become truly human. All right, so number 14, here's another one. Real relationships are built with small talk. Real relationships are built with small talk. There is a point, a lot of people don't like small talk, but there is a purpose to it. Small talk kind of greases the wheels for big talk. All right, point number 15. Not knowing what to do and taking action anyway is a superpower. Not knowing what to do and taking action anyway is a superpower. Even if you don't do anything in reaction to something, that is a choice. And sometimes that is the right choice, to just sit back and think for a bit before you react. I'm not saying I totally agree with this, but he has a bias towards action, obviously. And that's I think, a good thing in general. Number 16, success makes many people go crazy. Your ego can make or break you. That's true. You know, there's another book that's out there. It's pretty popular. I haven't read it, but a lot of people have. They love it. If you've read it, let me know if you think it's good. You can tweet at me, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. It's by this guy. I think his name is Ryan Holiday. He's become a pretty popular writer these days. And he's got a book called Ego is the Enemy. I keep seeing this book title pop up. So I don't know if you've read that. If you think it's good, let me know. 888-914-9149. Your ego can make or break you. Absolutely. Number 17, know what you want in life or you'll get plenty of what you don't want. Now, I think that's absolutely true, especially when it comes to planning our schedule. If you don't have a clear idea of how you're going to spend your time, trust me, other people will figure it out for you. They'll be more than happy to fill your schedule for you with what they want you to do. And so you got to be proactive about this. You got to be proactive. Put God first. We're going to talk about that on Monday on the Faith Explained program, putting God first and how important that was. From the very beginning, God tells Moses to make sure the Israelites know this. I have to be number one. I have to be number one. You're number two. Or number three, actually, is probably better. You know, God, others, yourself. Jesus, others, yourself. J-O-Y, joy. That's how you have joy in life. So that's a good one. All right, so let's just finish this up real quick here. Some of these I'll skip over. Be grateful, he says. Taking things for granted is a slow demise into madness. Be grateful. Be grateful. A person who thinks too much about themselves accidentally destroys their life. Your idols have made terrible mistakes you may one day discover. Assume everyone is imperfect to not be disappointed. Yeah, people we look up to. I don't know if you ever had the experience of meeting somebody that you really admired, whether it was a famous athlete or something like that, or a movie star or something. And then when you met that person, you were like totally disappointed because they blew you off, or they were a jerk in public, or who knows. But people have faults. People have faults. People always let you down. Only Jesus Christ will not do that. And the saints, of course, will help you. What else? Just a couple more things here. Those who accept suffering achieve greatness. Those who avoid it go nowhere. There is suffering in life. And the more we realize that, it reminds me of a line by C.S. Lewis where he said, everyone receives the cross in life. Everyone receives the cross in life. But Christians are the only ones who know what to do with it. I love that by C.S. Lewis. Point number 30, you should be embarrassed by who you were 1 year ago. Otherwise, you haven't grown enough. You should be embarrassed by who you were a year ago. Otherwise, you haven't grown enough. I like that. I like that. And last one, I'm just going to read one more. I'm just going to skip over here. When you stop having big dreams, that's when you've died, despite not being buried yet. Ooh, that's powerful. When you stop having big dreams, that's when you've died, despite not being buried yet. Well, I think the biggest dream that we can have is the dream that God has for us, that we might become a saint. And we need to get online with that. God, you may not think I can be a canonizable saint, but God does. God absolutely does. And you can, with his help. He will make you a saint if you let him. And that's the great adventure of life, for sure. So that was some tweets by Tim Denning. These are cheat codes for life that he knows now at the age of 36 that he wished he knew at the age of 26. So I want to ask you, what do you think? What are your life hacks about different decades in life? Maybe it's your 30s, maybe it's your 40s, maybe it's your teens, maybe it's your 60s, 70s, beyond. I don't know. What are things, cheat codes for life, life hacks that you've learned that you want to pass on? And I'm sure our listeners would love to hear this as well. And they can be Catholic life hacks as well. How do you become a better man or woman of faith? 888-914-9149. It's Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio. We'll be right back after this. Hi, this is Cale Clark. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. They're a pro-life phone company, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to Relevant Radio or another pro-life charity of your choice. For a limited time, new customers who mention offer code Relevant Radio get a free phone with free activation and free shipping. Don't delay. CharityMobile.com. That's CharityMobile.com. The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by the Catholic Order of Foresters Flexible Premium Life Insurance. For less than $12 a month, a 40-year-old can get $500,000 of coverage. Go to relevantradio.com/forester today. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
Helping you keep your mind off traffic and on the more important things in life. It's Cale Clark on Relevant Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the show. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. Toll free to talk to me. 888-914-9149. We're talking about life hacks, cheat codes for life. Maybe you have some from a Catholic perspective. How can we, you know, kind of save ourselves some trouble? I read some life hacks from this guy named Tim Denning on Twitter. He's a writer. Things he wished he knew 10 years ago that he knows now. We all have things like this. I'd love to hear your takes on this, on life and faith. Good, good life hacks and cheat codes. 888-914-9149. Let's go to the phones right now. John is in San Diego. Hey, John.
Hello, Brother Cale.
Hey, John. It's great to talk to you, too.
So, yeah, thank you. I spent 3 years in a Catholic seminary and 2 years getting a degree in domestic philosophy. And so I like to make up sayings.
Okay.
And one of the things that shocked me when I first got in the seminary was how judgmental we are as people of Christ. Hmm. So I wrote something called Strangers, and it goes, the strangers we meet are nothing more than our stranger selves. And in those strangers, we will meet the strangest of all strangers, Jesus, the Lord. Hmm. Now, about Tim Denning's thing about life as you and where you were 12 months ago and how you are now, I wrote that some people spend their whole lives being where they're not. And according to the new normal, everybody's trying to make new adjustments, comparing themselves to other people. So I made up the saying, life is an insane asylum, and only the insane will survive it. Admit to your peculiarities and your abnormality, and you'll be a lot saner.
I like that. I like that. And hey, that.
And finally, the thing
okay,
about
one more thing.
Jesus washing the feet are right down there at the bottom, one of the most repugnant parts of our body. So to be of service, we have to recognize people where they are, even if it's in the most repugnant of places.
Yeah, that's well said. That's well said. Well, hey, John, thank you so much. That's really unique phone call, really unique take on that. And that little ditty that you wrote, I like that. I like that. And so, hey, there's strangers out there, and sometimes nobody's stranger than the person in the mirror, right? And it's like Heath Ledger in The Joker, hey, what doesn't kill you makes you stranger. And yeah, well, Stranger Things. We need to become... Well, you know, we always will be strange to the rest of the world, right? Because St. Paul talks about this in the New Testament, that the world sometimes looks at us as we're sort of the court jesters of life. We are the dregs. We are we're on this, it's like we're being led to the arena, and people are saying, what is going on with these guys? Why would they want to do this? It is a different way of life, and it stands out because the values of the gospel are not the values of the world, especially service. You talked about washing dirty feet. In the first century, hey, sometimes you see foot washing ceremonies, of course, on Holy Thursday at Mass. And hey, people didn't wear socks and nice shoes over their feet. They were walking the dusty roads, and it was a lowly, humble task, to be sure, to wash the feet of others. And yet, a great act of service, and our Lord did that. And he said, hey, you should do this for one another. And, you know, something also you were saying, John, that really kind of made me think, all these life hacks, you know, things I wish I knew 10 years ago, well, that's part of the problem. We can't live life knowing what's going to happen in the next 10 years. We have to make choices now, in the here and now. And I've told you guys about Father Joe Soria, who passed away a few days ago in his 90s, and he was the personal physician of St. Jose Maria at the time. He actually closed his eyes when he passed away, and became a great priest, eventually became a priest, and was a brilliant spiritual writer. And I told you guys this before, I came across one of his books when I was on a retreat once, and he just said something that was so freeing, because we do tend to beat ourselves up about choices that we've made in the past, and man, I wish, why did I do that? That was so ridiculous. I can't believe I was foolish enough to make this choice, X or whatever it is. And he said, well, if you think about it, that's really the only choice you could have made. And God knew you're going to do that. God knew you're going to do that. Of course, this isn't a direct quote. I'm kind of paraphrasing him here. But he essentially said that we're kind of the product of a lot of different things in our lives, our upbringing, who our parents were, whether we were raised in the faith, what, you know, our parents' understanding of the faith was, what kind of seedbed, talk about the seminary, that's what the seminary means, the seedbed. What kind of environment did we grow up in? Were we nurtured well? Our educational background factors in who our friends were, our temperament. There's so many things, where we're at with the faith, what's our understanding of the gospel? And so how are we corresponding to God's grace? All of these things come together. So when you're faced with a decision, your background, all of it, helps to make that decision. And God is not surprised by what you're going to do. Just like an adult can watch a child in the kitchen and say, he's going to touch the burner, that little toddler. He's going to touch the stove. I better get him out of there. I can see what's coming. You don't have to be Einstein to see what's coming. Well, God knew you were going to do that. You're going to make that choice based on who you were at that moment. But here's the beautiful thing. And this is the freeing thing, that God has factored that into his plan for you. He's factored that in. He's absolutely factored that in. All things work together for the good of those who love him, as St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, Romans 8:28, such an incredible verse to meditate on and think about, that God uses that to kind of get us to the next phase. And he never wastes an experience, good or bad. Even the bad things, we can help somebody else who's been through it or is about to go through it, because we've been there ourselves and come out on the other side. And so that's part of how God gets us to where we need to be. And he's always calling to us. He's always calling to us through his grace so we can access him there. So that's one thing about these life hacks. Yeah, it is kind of nice to say, I wish I knew this 10 years ago, but you didn't. And that's okay. You need to have some grace with yourself there as well. You're listening to the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Laura in Wisconsin. Hey, Laura.
Hi, Cale.
Hey.
I was thinking about a number of things while I was listening to the last segment, and just the prompting of the Holy Spirit. As you think about and go about your daily life, and you think about saying or doing something, and all of a sudden, the prompting of the Holy Spirit either stops you or gives you a word to say to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if you see someone walking down the street, and they look sad, and you think, how can I encourage them? What can I say to them? Mm-hmm. And another thing is thinking about, for example, my beloved mother has given great advice and words of wisdom, and similar to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, recalling different comments when you're in a situation that can be helpful. Another thing is St. Teresa of Calcutta wrote a poem, and I don't have it with me, and I'm driving.
Okay.
But it goes like, if people are unreasonable, and then there's a kind word, and if people don't appreciate your being successful, succeed anyway, or if you have obstacles. In other words, for everything negative, there's a positive. And the end of it is that it's just it was always between you and God anyway. Well, I don't agree with that. I would say it's between you and God and you and others, and to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. I think that's what it's about anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I love that, Laura. I love that quote. I've heard that, from St. Mother Teresa before as well, and I know you don't have the exact quote in front of you, but something like, hey, if people are unreasonable and they seem unlovable, love them anyway. It's like the Hard Rock Cafe, right? That was their slogan, you know, love all, serve all. We got to do it. We have to even love our enemies. Jesus not only taught us we had to do that, but he obviously modeled that too. So it's absolutely crucial. So some great thoughts there, Laura. Thanks for listening on your drive in Wisconsin. And hey, if you have some thoughts on what we've been talking about, some life hacks, maybe from a Catholic perspective, I'd love to hear this. 888-914-9149 is the number to call, toll free, 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Mario in Austin, Texas. Hey, Mario.
Hi, Kale. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure can. Is it Mario or Mario, by the way?
It's Mario. Thank you.
Mario. Okay. All right. So I wanted to clarify that. Thanks.
That was good. Sort of our thoughts that habitually we have, and to be aware of them. What I learned was.
Oh, Mario, we're kind of losing you. Maybe there's kind of a dead zone there that you're driving through in Austin. We're going to try to keep you on the line. We're going to try to reestablish the connection with you, Mario. So, Don't give up, or we'll try to, or you can maybe hang up and call back, and we'll put you to the front of the line, okay? So 888-914-9149. Sorry about that, Mario, but we want to get you on and want to hear what you have to say. But let's now go back to Wisconsin again. Going from Texas to Wisconsin, bouncing back and forth. Hey, you might be in one of the other states. There's lots of people out there, or somewhere else in the world. We get calls from overseas sometimes. You can call in 888-914-9149. Let's go to Jason in Wisconsin. Hey, Jason.
Oh, Catholic life hack for you.
Okay.
Was given to us by our Lord in the Sacred Heart Revelation and the Fatima apparitions. Both of them, for the first Friday and first Saturday devotions, say go to confession monthly.
Mm.
So I know if I go to confession every 4 weeks, I can get the graces I need to stay above the major sins that I'm attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
If I go 6 weeks, I'm fallen, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm kicking myself for saying, why didn't I go monthly like heaven asked us to do? So for me, that's really changed my life. And the other thing about confession is ask for the graces to avoid them. Even if you're just being tempted but didn't fall, ask for the graces there. That's one thing I never hear anybody talk about, and that has also really changed confession and really made it even more powerful for me.
Jason, that is such a great point. That is such a great point. And that's one of the benefits of going to confession, and people should realize this if they don't realize this. Not only do you get your sins forgiven, which is a pretty awesome benefit right there, but guess what? You also get more grace from God to try to avoid those sins in the future for your battle against that particular sin. And we all sometimes feel like we could just press replay from our last confession whenever we go. It's the same stuff over and over again. We tend to get into our hobby horses, and there's certain habitual sins that we tend to fall into depending on your personality, depending on what's going on in your life. And I remember Scott Hahn, the author and theologian, once saying this. I think it was in one of his books where he said, hey, Father, I could pretty much, replay the exact same confession we had last time. It's the same stuff over and over again. And the priest said to him, well, what do you want, new sins? Be thankful that you're not struggling with anything else additionally to this. So that in itself is a bit of a grace. It's good for humility,
But we do get that extra turbo boost, if you will, for the battle ahead. And imagine how much worse it would be, or how much more difficult it would be if we didn't have that. So certain things will take some time to master, and we can't master it. You know, God will help us and heal us interiorly, so that we can choose something better and choose the love that He has for us. So I really, really like that. Yeah, the monthly confession idea, I'm all on board with that. I could probably go daily. I probably need to go sometimes more than once a day. We all fall so often. The scripture says the righteous man falls 7 times in a day. We commit sins of omission, commission, pride, vanity, all kinds of stuff. So even if it's not so obvious, even if it's not so obvious to other people, but God knows, and He knows we need Him. He knows we need help. And the great thing is that we're beloved. And I got to tell you this, a personal story. So last time I went to confession, I texted a priest friend of mine, and I said, "Oh, yeah, can I meet you for a confession? I haven't been in a while. I should probably go." And he texted me back and he said, "Hello, beloved. You know, you can meet me at this time, blah, blah." And I said, "Oh, that's such a nice thing to say. You know, I am beloved. I'm beloved of the Father. You know, we need to hear that. We need to hear that. The Father loves us more than we can ever imagine. I think if we realized how much he does, we would just more than all the mothers in the world together could possibly love their children. That's God loves us far, infinitely more than even that. That's what St. Jose Maria said. It's so, so true. All right, we've got Mario back on the line, I think. We've reestablished the connection. Mario in Austin, welcome back. Okay, what were you were trying to say there before we got cut off?
Hear me. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, great. My just, it has to do with a habit of thinking, my Catholic hack, and that would be moving away from kind of like a monologue in our own thinking, kind of an egocentric way of just thinking habitually, and moving more into a dialogue with Jesus. I hope you could hear that.
Yeah. Mario, that's a great, great point. I love that. And you're talking to a guy. It's funny when he said, I've got a Catholic hack for you. Sometimes I feel like a Catholic hack. You know, I'm just a hack at this. But one of the things that I do is I do have a running interior monologue all the time. Maybe you guys can identify with that out there, where you're constantly having this conversation with yourself. And ever have somebody like come in on you when you're talking to yourself? It's pretty embarrassing. But I do this all the time, trying to work through things. And it's not always the most beneficial thing, because you're talking to yourself. So yeah, sometimes it can help you work out some things if you kind of speak them out. Think about them. I think it's really good to put things on paper, by the way. I've been reading a lot of stuff on this too, that people, and it's true, take a blank sheet of paper and write out the situation as best you can. It gives you a lot of clarity just to write it down, I think, sometimes even more than speaking it out. And kind of, okay, in a visual sense, I can think through this a little bit better. But even more so, we need to turn this inner monologue into a prayer dialogue with our Lord. And if we just talk to Him about it, that's like that old song, just a little talk with Jesus. It's true. It just, our issues seem more, we can do it. We can deal with it. God can help us deal with it. And we can derive a lot of peace from this. And so, yeah, if we could just kind of train ourselves to do that when we start going off track on this inner monologue to, no, I gotta turn it into a dialogue with our Lord. Really, really good point, Mario in Austin, Texas. Really appreciate that. All right, now let's go. All right, let's go to the West. Go West, young man. Let's go to Chris in Mesa, Arizona. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Cale. Hi. These are just some hacks I've come by through ministry. I'm a deacon for 23 years out here in Arizona.
And oh, wow.
Two of the ministries I'm involved with is marriage preparation and baptism. With marriage preparation, I usually remind a couple that the vocation or their marriage is to be a walking billboard of how much God loves the world.
Wow, that's great.
That's one. And the other one, this one just came recently, is dealing with couples that are convalidating, again, their marriages convalidated in the church. Is like, and they're the difference is, okay, you know, we're only married. We've been married 20 years. We have 4 kids. And it's like, yeah, but this time you're sending a personal invitation to God. You're asking God to come to the wedding. And He always shows up. So that's number
like
two. baptism class, people are coming back to church. They want to have their children. Everybody's been, and I just say, you know, we're all on this journey, and you're sending your child off on this journey as well. But, you know, really don't understand God's plan for our lives except through the rearview mirror. And once we look back, we can see what God's plans were. And then the last one I have, this one I use, well, it's All Souls and All Saints Day. I'm actually at a cemetery right now praying. But
oh, that's a great thing.
Don't die before you're dead.
Don't die before you're dead.
I mean, people give up on their life, their hopes, their dreams, whatever. Just remember not to die before you're dead.
Yeah, it was like one of the life hacks that Tim Denning said. He said something similar to that, not in that spiritual of a sense, but there's no question about that, that some people have just kind of given up for a lot of reasons, and have to have compassion on them and try to figure out why that is. But I really like those, Chris. I really love those life hacks. And Chris is a deacon, as he said. And I like how you made them sacramental, the one about marriage. Your marriage should be a walking billboard of how much God loves the world. That is incredible. It should obviously be the life and the love that we share in our marriages and family life should be a sign of the Trinity, the God who is family, and that he wants us to be a part of that family. And so how can I get in on this? It's a great, great point. Great, great point. And that's why the enemy wants to tear down marriage and the family, because it is such a great sign. It's supposed to point people somewhere, like a sign points you to a destination. Our destination, of course, is God. Got to take a quick break right now on the Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 888-914-9149. We'll be right back after the short break. Brian, Matt, German, if you're on the line, stay there. We'll get to you, God willing. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. We'll be right back. Today, we'd like to thank Bennett, who's listening in Georgia, for donating his GMC. Join thousands of other listeners in donating your old vehicles by visiting relevantradio.com/car.
This is The Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Hey, welcome back. Faith, Facts, and Fun. That's the name of the game on The Cale Clark Show. And really what we're talking about is a mix of all three of those things. I love it when that happens. We're talking about life hacks. We're talking about really cheat codes from maybe a Catholic perspective, a life perspective, things you've learned over the years that you can share, some tips and tricks about how we can get through this journey called life together. 888-914-9149. We're all on this journey from conception to Christ, as I like to say. Let's go to the phones right now. Our good friend Brian in Bangor, Maine is on the line. Hey, Brian, good to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
Hey, Cale, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Great show as usual.
I have
a couple thoughts on the show. Really enjoying it. One was I really like that hack about comparing yourself to a year earlier. I think that's a really great concept. Kind of reminds me when Jesus, when he said, you know, when he spits out lukewarm, he wants us either hot or cold. So if we're lukewarm or we're cold from a year ago, then we need to make some changes. And then I was thinking of when you was talking about writing things down. Uh-huh. And then, you know, talking to yourself. There's actually a book I'm reading now, Daniel Kahneman's Thinking Fast and Slow.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, if you haven't read the book, it's all about brain science and some of the advances that have been made there and why we do the things we do. And you can definitely relate it to Catholicism and why we fall into temptation, you know. Maybe if we did write down some of the things we were thinking about or doing and then, you know, verbalize it, we may not move that quickly. But it's a great book. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Brian.
And I'd just like to share. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Really
go ahead.
Good. Yeah. And I'd like to share. It's not my hack. It's a famous one. I always like to go to humor if it really helps you get through a lot in this world.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love Yogi Berra quotes, and one of my favorite quotes is In theory, there's no difference between theory and practice. In practice, there is.
Oh, the ever quotable Yogi Berra. I love it. I love it. Especially, you know, we're in the midst of the World Series right now, so that's really appropriate. Yeah. He would have loved Twitter, I'll tell you that. He'd be great on. I'm sure there's Twitter accounts, you know, dedicated to the Yogi Berra-isms that are out there. And hey, Brian, thanks for mentioning that book too. That's on my list. That's a book that that a lot of people really, really recommend, Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. And yeah, that whole concept of if you just write out your thinking patterns, that's a good exercise. What was I thinking when I did this? Or what was my thought process? That most of the time, it may not be good reasoning. Let's put it that way. And it never makes sense, right? Especially when we think about sin, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make, why put your eternal soul in eternal jeopardy? It doesn't make any sense at all. Even venial sins, right? It would say, well, venial sins aren't such a big deal. Not the case. I don't have the gravity, of course, of mortal sins, grave sins. So I mean that when I say gravity, but St. Augustine said, hey, well, you could be thrown into the Roman Colosseum and a lion can tear your throat out. That's kind of like a mortal sin. But you could also be thrown into a pit and be covered with millions of little tiny gnats. And they'll kill you too. It might take a little bit longer, but their bites, they'll add up. And that's kind of venial sin, right? They do weaken you. They do weaken you and make you more susceptible to mortal sins. It's nothing we should be trifling with, for sure. And anyways, Brian, great to hear from you, man, out in Bangor, Maine, East Coast. Well, we've been all over the map tonight. Love it. Hey, let's go back to the West Coast. Matt is in Los Angeles. Hey, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Matt. I can hear you loud and clear.
Good.
Yep.
Very good. I just wanted to interject. I'm reading a book by Thomas Merton. And
Thomas
it's called
Merton.
Seven mm-hmm. Story Mountain. And that's Seven Story Mountains is his faith journey. And he wrote it when he was a young man. And I constantly, while I'm reading it, I'm thinking of my children and how they, you know, they're going through their struggles to be adults. And, you know, the importance of knowing and understanding God and our Catholic faith. And Thomas Merton, he hasn't got there yet in the book, but he struggles the same way I struggled as a kid and the same way I see my children struggling as children in young adults. And if I would have read that book 20 years ago, and I didn't, and I know, you know, God has a plan for all of us, and I didn't, but I just constantly remind myself, what a great blessing this book is. Mm. So being it's close to Christmas, this is definitely on the Christmas list for both of my young adults. And I'd like to share that with the rest of the parents out there who children are leaving the church or are questioning their Catholic faith.
Yeah, Matt, thanks for that. And that's a book I haven't read personally, The Seven Story Mountain by Thomas Merton. It's quite famous, though, of course. And you know, Merton was a guy who had his own faults and struggles, no question. But kind of the title kind of reminds me of the interior castle, you know, this all the different rooms in the castle that St. Teresa of Avila wrote. And Seven Story Mountain, it's another image, of course, climbing that mountain of the spiritual life. And I love the fact that you're giving books to your kids, because I think books can be great gifts. I love the idea of getting books, giving books. And a book sometimes is a great way to interact with that author without ever having to meet them. You get the best of their thought, especially if it's a saint. You're going to get some stuff that's going to help you grow in your spiritual life. And when people are reading stuff, their defenses are down, right? When you're having a quote-unquote argument with somebody, and hopefully they're not argumentative, but they're often playing mental chess with you, thinking about what they're going to say next, how they're going to respond to your points. But when they're reading something, you send somebody an article about the faith or a book to contemplate, they can kind of take that away, their guard is down, they can really open up and maybe grow a little bit closer to God. So that's a great point right there. Christmas coming, right? Give people books. All right, let's go to German in Miami, Florida. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Kale. I have a couple of Catholic hacks. First one I would say is the miraculous medal. If you want to convert someone, you offer it to them, like, hey, wear this. I'll pray for you. That's worked pretty well with my wife. And the second one is, so I listened to a Spanish apologist here in Miami, and he does Bible studies and things like that. The one thing that really struck me is that he was talking about the Blessed Sacrament, and one time he said, if you go to the Blessed Sacrament often and your situation does not change, I want you to come to me and slap me 10 times.
Slap so him really 10 times?
Yeah, slap him 10 times if your situation where you're in does not change. Bold statement, and I said, wow, what is it? You know, so yeah, visiting the Blessed Sacrament often. That's a great hack.
Wow, that's intriguing. Okay, well, that takes some guts to say that. Hey, if your situation doesn't change, you can just tee off on me. You know, wow, how about that? Well, okay, well, maybe I don't want to do that, so maybe I should think about changing. Well, I mean, obviously, the greatest motivation for changing, and thank you for that call, Jim. I really appreciate you in Miami. So we've gone from LA to Miami and Bangor, Maine, Austin, Texas, Wisconsin. We've been everywhere, Arizona today. Love it, love it. That's the reach of Relevant Radio here. But obviously, the greatest motivation for not sinning is not to wound the beloved, right? And you know, we don't want to drive in those nails, right, into the cross by our sins. And as it says in the New Testament, we don't want to crucify the Lord all over again. We don't want to do that. So love for God is the ultimate motivation. Yeah, fear of punishment, it works in a pinch, but we got to get to that next level on that seven-story mountain, right? We got to get to more love. Appreciate that. Hey, just a little note here. Patrick Alog, our crack researcher, says there actually is a Twitter account with Yogi Berisms, as it were, at YogiBerra_bot. So I'll have to follow that one. And Yogi spelled Y-O-G-I Berra, B-E-R-R-A, of course, if you don't know. Well, now you know. And you can follow me on Twitter, too, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. It's been a real slice of heaven, hopefully, on the show with me today. Stay tuned for Timory and the Family Rosary with Father Rocky. Jim Shaper produced, Patrick Alog took your calls. See you tomorrow. Take it away, Michaela.
Thank you for listening to my daddy.